Hello, West Liberty. This is Jamie, and you are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Today, I'll be hosting an interview for our Passionately Vocal series, with today's program being Distinctive Discussion. On the phone with me today is Caden Glover, a full-time traveling musician from right here in West Virginia. We're going to discuss his career, as well as some achievements he's made along the way. What drew me to you for an interview is that you're from around the same area that I'm from. I'm sort of a musician myself as a hobby, and it's really great to see somebody from my area be so successful in music. Was it hard getting your name out there?
It definitely was in the beginning, and it still even is. It's thankfully, today we have social media and different things of that nature, but traveling around and stuff definitely helps get your name out, but it's one little step at a time. So,
do you feel a sense of pride in being from a small area, especially from West Virginia?
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I've been a good many places, and some of them have been pretty large cities and whatnot, so whenever I get a chance and we're back home and whatnot, it's definitely always nice and definitely a lot of pride there.
Yeah. You appeared on a YouTube channel called Norman's Rare Guitars, where you played a 1950 Martin D28, and you did a really good rendition of Midnight Rider. What was it like being contacted to do this?
So, I was in L.A., and one of my buddies actually was a friend of some of the guys at the shop that worked there, and he just brought us in. They were like, "Oh, are you singing stuff?" And I was like, "Yeah." And they asked to do a video. It was pretty insane, considering the fact that I've watched them as long as I've played music, and not only to get to meet them all, but to do a video with them. It was crazy.
That sounds wonderful. Radio West Virginia described your music style as Appalachian bluesy jazz. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, that's a tough one. honestly, I don't know what you'd call my music. I kind of do a little bit different of a style. Some might call it country, but I feel like it's definitely more than country, in my opinion. And I don't know where you'd stick it, but I do a lot of, I got a lot of early motivation and whatnot from the Marshall Tucker Band, and they have a lot of horns and saxophones and flutes and whatnot, and it's not country music, it's a sort of rock, but somehow or another that's bled into what I play, so I kind of do a bluegrassy, jazzy. I use a lot of jazz chords, that's for sure. So it sticks somewhere in the mix.
Yeah, and it's a really good mixture, I have to say.
Thank you.
Also, for the Norman's Rare Guitars thing, why did you choose Midnight Rider? Did they ask you to sing that, or did you choose it yourself?
That has just always been one of my go-tos. It's a well-known song, but it is definitely one that I've overplayed, and I've gotten a lot of motivation and whatnot from the Allman Brothers as well. So that was just one that I chose to play, and I went right to it.
Since you played a Martin D28 in the video, what guitar do you like to use most of the time?
I use a Yamaha, actually, and it's definitely my go-to guitar right now. I've traveled around with it, and I have beat the crap out of it, but it's been a good guitar, and it's gone a lot of different places with me.
Yeah, you know it's going to be a good guitar when it can handle the road and everything.
Exactly.
In the video that you had on Radio West Virginia, your song, Picking Up the Pieces, am I right that you shot some of that video in front of the river at the Island Park in Roncevert?
Oh, yeah. So, the fellow who does the Radio WV page, he films, he edits, he runs the page, he does it all himself. So, he came down, and we started in Union, West Virginia, and we were filming and whatnot, and then we just kind of made our way to Greenbrier County out of Monroe County, and then ended up in Ronsford. And I actually used to live in Ronsford. We just moved, and we did a lot of filming by the river, so it was a really cool ordeal.
The reason I asked is because I'm actually from Ronsford, and I still live there, and it was really nice seeing the place that I grew up in to be featured in a music video.
Yeah, it was definitely a cool thing.
What was it like shooting the video? Like, was there any difficulties?
Well, we dealt with some traffic stuff, believe it or not, just a couple cars here and there, and when we were trying to film, but other than that, it was pretty smooth sailing. We, like I said, we started in Union, recorded some stuff, and then wanted to do some stuff by the river, so we went and did that, and made our way back to Monroe County and recorded some more stuff. So it was kind of a mix of Monroe and Greenbrier County, which are two places that I grew up. So it was definitely cool to see the final product of it, and it was awesome.
It was really great seeing two places that I recognize being in a really great music video. What was your favorite part about shooting the video?
My favorite part? Well, definitely down by the river when we were still in Ronsford. That was a really cool shot, and there were some deer crossing the river, and it just made for a really cool setting. And even after that, the guy who runs the page, he's gone back to that spot when he's in town to record some stuff. So that was really cool. It was just over the bank by the Greenbrier River. It was a really, really awesome shot.
I agree. We're going to go ahead and take a little break here. Make sure to stay tuned to hear more about Caden's time as a traveling musician. We'll be right back.
My dog always gets picked on for the way he sounds, but even when he feels he needs to be silent, there's always one place he won't have to be. In the humble town of West Liberty, at its very own radio station, he can be just as vocal as he wants. This is WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.
Hello, West Liberty. This is Jamie, and you are listening to WGLZ. We're going to go back to our interview with Caden Glover today, where we're going to talk about what it's like performing all over the state. So, can you tell me what it's like getting gigs all over the place?
It's definitely interesting, for sure. That's the least I can say about it. I play around all around West Virginia and Kentucky and some in Ohio and Virginia. I've played in Maryland. I've been a lot of different places, and it's definitely a long road in the music career if you're taking that path. And you see a lot of different things, a lot of different people, and a lot of the same people from town to town. But it's definitely a interesting experience, to say the least.
Do you have a favorite venue that you've performed in so far?
That's a good question, honestly. Wouldn't really call it a venue, but the bars back home in Lewisburg and whatnot, in Greenbrier County, I really enjoy playing those. You see a lot of familiar places or faces, and it's just always a good time and a good vibe.
Perform at Briar Garden in Lewisburg?
I have not, actually.
Well, maybe that's a future endeavor.
Yeah.
Is it hard traveling all the time for work?
It can be hard. It definitely can be. A lot of people think that since you're playing music and running around doing your own thing, that you're not so-called working, but it's getting a normal job, in my opinion, is the easy way out. That would make things, if you just stuck to your 9-to-5, that would definitely make things easier. But it's a challenge, and it's fun to challenge yourself, and it's fun to try to make something of your music, in my opinion.
that the challenge is worth it?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely worth it. All the different music you come by and the people, and it's always a good time in the different towns.
Is it hard? Do you ever take breaks from traveling throughout the year?
Yeah, so I've taken a short little break here, and I've played more local stuff, but yeah, I definitely take breaks of the long traveling, for sure.
Have you done any studio work, like recording and mixing and stuff like that?
So yeah, everything that I have out right now, I've done myself. I've mixed and recorded myself, which is a whole nother task on its own, but yeah, I've got a little bit of experience in that, because everything I've done, I've done completely on my own, and taken in different stuff from other people and gotten help along the way.
I've done a bit of recording and mixing myself, and it's definitely not easy.
Oh yeah, it's definitely not easy. It's a task for sure.
The first that I heard of you, actually, was whenever you competed in American Idol. What was the audition process like for that?
So that was a crazy experience. It started out, the State Fair of West Virginia was having a competition, and it was the State Fair Idol, the West Virginia State Fair Idol is what they called it. And you sent in a video, and they picked the top three. I ended up getting first place, which was just crazy. But that sent me to an audition online on the computer. So after that, I got put through to another audition online. And then after that, they sent me to Las Vegas. Sorry.
Is it intimidating going through all this audition process?
It definitely was, because you're around a lot of people, and most of those people don't play what you play. They don't listen to the same kind of music, but you all have music in common. So whether it's a different genre or whatnot, you all have that in common. So it was definitely a bit odd, but it was very worth it, and it was a awesome experience.
Speaking of your experience, like, how amazing was it? Like, what are some things that you remember from it?
Well, I got to go to Las Vegas and L.A. for free, so that was one thing. There was a lot of work involved, and behind the TV, it's a lot more than what it seems. So when I was in Las Vegas, I was there for a week, and you see on TV only about a 2-minute clip, sometimes a little more, but in reality, it was a whole week for the first audition where you get your golden ticket and whatnot. And after that, I got a golden ticket, came home for about a month, and then came time for the second round, which was held in L.A. So I went to L.A., and they had three rounds in L.A. I ended up making it through the first two, and then the third was my final round. So I was there for 2 weeks, and mixed into the whole thing, if you count Las Vegas, it was like 3.5 weeks. So it was a lot of work, and long nights, long days, a lot of filming. But I met some of the best people who I'm still friends with to this day, and it was very much worth it.
Did you have a lot of fun with it?
Oh yeah. Got to see a lot of new faces, and some of those faces even now are up-and-coming artists or right on the verge, so it's awesome to be able to call some of them my friends and keep in touch with them and see where their music career takes them.
Sounds great. Who would you say are some of your biggest inspirations when it comes to music?
Well, I've got quite a wide variety of different genres when it comes to my inspirations, but definitely a lot of Doc Watson, who is a bluegrass fella. I was on a big Lynyrd Skynyrd kick, and that brought me into the whole Southern rock and classic rock world, and that's just that really overtook my whole personality there for a little while. And a lot of bluegrass and old country, but definitely Doc Watson, Marshall Tucker Band, Lynyrd Skynyrd, those are some of my biggest inspirations.
What would you say inspires you now to keep going on your career?
That's a good question. Family, that's number one. They stay on me about it. They'd rather see me be a musician and work my butt off every day and some normal job. But yeah, definitely family, and I try to keep myself, you know, from driving away from the bigger dream of becoming a serious musician.
If you weren't a musician, what would you like to be doing?
That is a good question. I like to work with my hands, and I grew up farming, so that's probably somewhere along those lines. I like to do a lot of stuff with my hands and use my head a little bit.
Have any upcoming gigs soon?
So I just played my last one that I have for the year, and have to go to KaganGlover.com to see what's going on for next year.
All right, well, thank you. That looks like all the time we have for today. I want to thank you so much for coming with me on the air today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate you taking the time. It was a pleasure learning more about you and your career, and it's inspiring knowing that someone from our little area can accomplish so much. And thank you for the listeners for tuning in today. Let's go ahead and get you guys back to the music. This is Jamie, and you are listening to WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.